This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the two-day conference of governors at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. The conference will cover a wide range of issues that play a critical role in not only shaping the center-state relations, but also promoting welfare schemes for common people. In her opening remarks, the President said the agenda for this conference included carefully chosen issues that are crucial in achieving the national goals. She said that the deliberations of this conference would be an enriching experience for all participants and help them in their functioning. The President said that with the implementation of three new laws related to criminal justice, a new era of the justice system had begun in the country. President Murmu also said that for the smooth functioning of democracy, it was crucial that the various central agencies work with better coordination across all the states. She advised the governors to think about how they, as the constitutional heads of the respective states, can promote their coordination. Union Cabinet has approved 8 important national high-speed road corridor projects of length 936 kilometers at a total cost of 50,655 crore rupees to improve logistics efficiency, reduce congestion, and enhance connectivity across the country. Union Information Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today informed about the cabinet decisions. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-nation visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste from 5th to 10th of August. Briefing media in Delhi this afternoon, Secretary East Jaideep Mazumdar said this would be the first ever visit by the President of India to Fiji and Timor-Leste. He said that ever since Prime Minister Narendra Modi enunciated his Act East policy, the region of Southeast Asia and the Pacific has been a very special focus for India. He said all these three countries fall within the Act East policy. President Murmu will visit Fiji on the first leg of the visit from 5th to 7th August. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations continued for the second day today to evacuate the pilgrims stranded at Kedarnath Dham and Yatra route. Our correspondent reports that more than 6,000 devotees have been rescued so far. Indian Army's Chinook and Mi-17 helicopters were deployed to rescue the pilgrims stranded at Kedarnath Dham. Due to bad weather, the helicopters could not fly back after bringing the stranded people once in the morning. However, with the help of NDRF, SDRF and police, the rescue operation on foot continued. There's information about more than 500 devotees stranded and all are said to be safe. In the rescue operation conducted today, about 1,500 pilgrims were taken to safe places through walking routes and about 600 devotees were rescued safely from the Yatra route with the help of 4 helicopters. Due to rain and landslides, the Kedarnath Yatra has been suspended till further orders. Meanwhile, the Met Department has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rains at some places in Chamoli and Bageshwar districts tomorrow. Along with this, light to moderate rains are also expected in other parts of the state. In Bihar, at least 8 people lost their lives due to lightning strikes in the last 24 hours. 3 deaths occurred each in Patna and Aurangabad districts, followed by 1 casualty each in Nevada and Saran. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has expressed grief over loss of lives in these incidents. Mr. Kumar has ordered to provide ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each of the victims. The Met Department has appealed to people to not venture out during rains and lightning for agriculture-related activities. And in Paris Olympics, Manu Bhakar has qualified for 25-meter air pistol final, while Indian men's hockey team defeated Australia 3-2 in its last group stage match today. Double Olympic medalist Manu Bhakar finished second in women's 25 pistol qualification, shooting a total of 590 out of a possible 600 and reached her third final of the tournament. Archers Ankita Bhakat and Dheeraj Bommadevara lost to the USA in the bronze medal match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.